This is past praise report, y'all. This is the glory story. This is a glory story. So we went this week to file for termination of guardianship that I have over Angel, my grandson. We spoke to some attorneys. However, they wanted $1,000 to $1,500 to do this. And Kaylin, my bonus daughter, Angel's mom, you know, she's going through a lot. And that's a lot of money for her right now. Yeah. And so we prayed about it and we decided that we would go up to the courthouse, to the court clerk's office, see what needed to be filed. We did talk to someone. They said that we could just go with a handwritten letter. That wasn't so. They wanted documents. They wanted official documents. So we were like, okay, and then we left. So we prayed about it, and we was like, Lord, we don't know what to do. So we went over to the shop and to another place that I work, and my boss there has an account with the place that, you know, for legal documents. We couldn't find the documents there. We couldn't find what we needed. So Kaylin contacted someone, and they actually found the documents. They found the documents we needed. And we printed them off, and we took them to the courthouse, not knowing if the judge was going to approve them, because the judge has a right not to approve the papers you just filed. So I told Kaylin, I said, with these papers, let's get them filled out, get them notarized, and let's print off a copy of your hair follicle, your pay stub, and if you have the lease to your apartment, let's get all that together and followed at one time. We did that. They closed for lunch. We left. We prayed. We came back. Not only did the judge approve the paperwork we filed, they gave us a hearing for Thursday.
Praise God.
This Thursday.
That's so awesome.
So if y'all would please keep us in your prayer for favor for Thursday the 29th at 9 o'clock is our hearing for the termination of guardianship. So Angel can go back to his mama. Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue. They are one of our sponsors. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Do you have some prayer requests over there, sister?
I do. We're ready. Neva sent us a request for 3-year-old Joseph, the foster son of Deanne, who's having tubes put in his ears this morning. My husband Keith is taking his CDL test this morning, and he's traveling back from Tulsa afterwards. And then Monica and Kaylin will be having a hearing, so we're praying for favor. Angel will be returning to live with his mama, and let's pray for a smooth transition for everyone.
Yeah, my heart is like, my heart is swelled up. You know, it's like so excited that he's getting to go home. But then it's kind of breaking a little bit because he's going.
Yes.
So, you know, there's like a...
I know exactly how that feels. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I'm more excited than anything. I'm in awe.
You get to transfer to change gears to grandma mode.
I told Angel the first order of business when that judge puts it down and gives you back to your mama, first order of business is going to be a king size candy bar and whatever kind of soda pop you want.
Right.
He said, Grandma, can I have a Red Bull?
Oh, no. He's going for the hard stuff.
Yeah, really.
No, he's going straight to it, man.
My goodness. Well, Father God, we just lift up these prayer needs. And my husband is driving down to Goddard Youth Center to pick up a young man who was in leadership training, and I was praying for safe travel, because the roads are so crazy anymore, Lord, and I just pray that he's on alert and does his safe driving and defensive driving as well. And I hope he has an opportunity to witness to this young man in Christ's name. And Lord, we lift up a three-year-old Joseph and ask that the tubes going in his ears be no problem whatsoever, and it will correct the issue that he's having, and there'll be no complications, that he's in your hands, Father God, your loving hands. Keith is taking a CDL test, and we just pray that he remembers everything that he's supposed to, that the Holy Spirit would be upon him. We bind all fear and questioning, and Father, he will have traveling mercies, but he will pass with flying colors, Father God, and that he will be a safe driver and be able to witness to many as he goes on this path. And Lord, we just pray for Monica and Kaylin and the hearing. I hope all goes well there, that there's a judge that hears their voice and hears their heart. And we thank you that Angel is returning home and there's a smooth transition, Father God. You love families, and you love how families flow, and we just pray that there's a father over these homes and children, and that they will learn how to be godly men. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you are ever watching. You are the true shepherd of our souls, and you forever care about us and try to guide us and direct us, but you truly can't help very well. If we go down the wrong path, we have to discover the hardships on our own. But you're always there saying, I am faithful. I am here. Return to me. Restore to me the salvation. And Christ, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is so ever present. Help us believe by faith that you are there. In everything that concerns us, you care. And we love that, Father God. It's just amazing. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply, Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest this morning is Miss Karen Johnson, and her title is Psalm 23. Back to you.
Okay, well, what does the word say? Follow me. Mark 8:34 says, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." But denial isn't fun. Not at all. And I've found that out in many, many things in my life. And it's unbelievable how strong the will and the flesh is. Yeah. Yeah. And even though you're quoting scriptures in your mind, you're thinking of all that God has done, you're saying stuff out loud, and it's like, and you stop doing it, and you're off... You're all going the wrong way. I find it just absolutely. That's why we need each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we really do. We can't be isolated. Mm-hmm. So how do I become a good sheep? Be determined not to blindly follow in the easy path of others. Mm. And if you're lazy or in compromise, or if you just think it's too much work, or to do a Bible study that takes you deeper, or you don't have time to do a Bible study that takes you deeper, you might check out whether, where you are spiritually. But I think that's what's happened to the church, to blindly follow mm-hmm. and not question. Because mm-hmm. it's almost like, well, you don't question me. I'm the teacher. But not everybody is right. And be willing to be singled out and set apart. Is it raining again?
I think it is.
Yeah, Lord, there's a reason we're getting all this rain. And we're being blessed. Mm-hmm. So develop. Do you want to be set apart? That's what. Be willing to be singled out and set apart. But what I found out, if you're set apart, people really judge you. Mm-hmm. People really question you. Mm-hmm. People say you couldn't have heard from the Lord, mm-hmm. especially if you have a prophetic gift and you're leaning that direction. And they said, "No, you didn't hear from God." And I thought, "Well, I thought I did," mm-hmm. you know. And that's happened to me more than one time. And sorting out everything that people say to you is not easy. So you write it all down and look up for scriptures if it's anybody, you know, scripture based or whatever. Most of it's not, just an opinion. Mm-hmm. So, but that's our responsibility. You know, I was reminded, it's like, what are you going to say when you face to face with God? You know, there's no room for excuses. Right. Blame game is over. So, you're going to have to be honest with yourself at some point. Develop an attitude of gratitude rather than a why me attitude. Mm. And you'd be surprised that the attitude of gratitude is deeply entrenched in the Jewish mindset. They really, really thank God in all their words and their psalms and all that. They really... Forever and ever, we love you. You're everlasting. Da 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 da, and the attitude, not having an attitude of gratitude, really blocks you from loving others, and really blocks you from the mercies of God, because you think you should. It's pride. I mean, if you're not thankful, what are you? You think you should have whatever you have.
Right. Entitled.
Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid our country is definitely going down a path that I hope and pray God intervenes. But you have to have people who are hearing from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people say, why me? Why is this happening to us? We're a blessed nation. We're a Christian nation. We're this, we're that. And, you know, a thought came to me about the border. And I know that there's other countries trying to get in there. According to Senator Lankford, he gave a report in Elk City a couple of weeks ago. But there's also a lot of those people, we watched a special called Frontline, and it covered the terrain, how many thousands of miles some of those people have traveled with babies, and a lot of them have crosses around their necks. They're Christians. So the thought, after I watched that, I thought, well, Lord, maybe you have a bigger plan than what we understand. Maybe God, you are wanting these people to come into our country, become citizens, and be a major part of the Christian base here. You know, it was really strong. The Holy Spirit was like, yes, exactly. Mm. And you're punishing them. You're turning them away. You're sending them another direction. And I'm trying to help you. Because on the other front, you have other religions pounding at your door. But you're not willing to have reinforcements come because of the language and where they're coming from. So, you know, I was talking to someone who has a Hispanic nanny. And she said, oh, she's a citizen, you know, and her husband's a citizen. He just needs an American driver's license. And she said, it's happening. People are getting citizenship so they can vote. But don't put a plot or something dark on it. Pray about it. Maybe God is really doing something here that we need as Christians here for reinforcements as people fall away from the traditional church here in the United States. I mean, the Baptist churches that are dead and don't have pastors, there's a lot in Oklahoma that are really struggling. Don't have worship leaders, don't have pastors. It's pretty sad.
That speaks to me, Miss Karen, because whenever I was going with this guardianship stuff with Angel, I at one point didn't believe I was enough for him and to do it. And the Lord the Holy Spirit sweetly spoke and just said, I just need you to be a safe place. I just need you to be the safe place for now. That's all I need you to be. You don't have to have money in the savings account.
Yeah.
You don't have to have this real nice brick house.
Yeah.
You have what's important.
Yeah. He will meet your needs.
You love him.
Yeah.
He just needs a safe place.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the older grandson that's living with me now, who will be 18 in November. The Lord said, just be the safe place for them.
Yeah. That's how I felt with my grandmother. We never questioned that we were not safe. We just trusted her. Explicitly, instead of wanting to be the boss, be content to be a ladder holder.
Mm.
Yeah. So many want the front seat or the front deal. Mm-hmm. Do not try to follow in the path of others. Find your own path with him. And that's kind of hard, you know, sometimes too. Do not try to follow in the path of others. Because you don't know who they're really listening to. You don't know how much time they're spending with God. You really don't.
No.
And unless you sit down and pray with them. and learn to listen for the shepherd's voice. I think there's so many books on that out there, but to hear his sweet voice. He doesn't push you. He doesn't shove you. He gently guides you. And it's so loving. I was walking at the track at the park a while back and just was going to walk and worship him, you know, and listen to his praise tapes and pray. And all of a sudden I heard, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that blessing. And I like it when he speaks to me like that and encourages me. Because a lot of times you're just doing, okay, I'm doing or following as best I know how. And Rodney Bunky was his name. He's an evangelist in Florida. And he, I know that name, has written a book about the fire of God, a devotional, for you to really get in the Word and for you really to meditate on the Word. And that's a really good devotional. But some of those devotionals are not necessarily very deep.
Right.
And you think you're doing the will of the Lord by reading those, and maybe that's a first step, but you've got to go deep in the Word. Mm-hmm. You've just got to go into the deep water and prepare yourself for what's ahead, or you'll not make it. I mean, he gave me that warning. And deep waters can get really heavy. And you have to really push to get through those deep waters to cross over and overcome whatever is besetting you. So it's work.
It is work.
It is work. Getting free, getting set free and delivered, getting healed. And your identity grows strong by overcoming. Graham Cook has a podcast that's excellent. And you just Google him on podcasts and all his stuff comes up and it's really enriching. They're like 25 minutes each. And one was on prayer. And it's just good because he's just so practical. But overcoming and crossing over, and you hear all these words, but I like this too in this Bible study by Aglow. Your identity is designed to upgrade you who you are in the spirit. I love that. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens if you're faithful and meet him. So that's all I have. I guess I need to pray.
Yes.
Close us. Father God, I just hope that whoever has heard this message today, they will trust the good generation, refreshment, and revival of their soul, that they have a return of life and vitality, that they'll follow his path that leads him faithfully for his name's sake. Lord, many times I felt I was in deep darkness, but you were always there. Because fear has to be overcome. We stand in all of you, Lord God. We know that we are to fear the Lord. And that's the beginning of wisdom. But we also know that you take us through the valley. We also know that you pour oil on our heads to anoint us, prepare us, and equip us for the tasks ahead. You just don't push us out there and say, go for it. You do prepare us. And we thank you for it. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was a good word today. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our sister in Christ, Karen Johnson. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.